This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon, Melbourne, and welcome to the Escape Hour on Joy 94.9. What a gorgeous day it is. Today on the Escape Hour, your food and travel show, we're going to be talking about big issues in the travel industry in the first segment, and then for the rest of the show, we've got some fabulously outrageous guests from India, and they're going to be in to talk about all things chai and southern India, which are amazing.
And northern India.
Oh, and northern India too. We don't want to forget the whole country is going to be discussed today.
Yep. 1.3 billion people are going to be named individually.
That is a very big discussion. I have the pleasure of introducing our panel today. My name's Russ Masterton. Next to me is the most gorgeous man in the radio industry. I love him to bits. He should have won a Tony years ago. We're going to vote for him in the Logies next year, aren't we, Fiona?
Absolutely.
May I introduce the wonderful Mark Adams. Mark, how are you?
I feel very special now. I feel like I should have a car park reserved for me outside of Joy.
That's right.
With a car with a flag on it. Thank you, Russ. That's very generous.
Gorgeous day, isn't it? Gorgeous?
It's a gorgeous day, and I hope everyone's enjoying this beautiful late autumn weather. It is absolutely stunning. It's currently 18 degrees. It's supposed to top out at 19, but I was looking on a website that said 23.
Fantastic. No.
So I don't know if it's full of lies.
You might have got that mixed up with Sydney.
Or southern India, which we're going to shortly.
Yeah, yes. I definitely don't think 23.
Quite possibly. But it's, that's what the website said. I was like, okay, I'll go along with that. I'm fine. But there's not a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful Saturday. So we hope you're enjoying it while you're listening to Joy 94.9. We've got a huge lineup all afternoon. After us, we've got the boys from Checkpoint. They're talking about cosplay.
Oh, are they?
So I'm hoping they're all going to come dressed up. Do you know what cosplay is?
I have no idea. It's cosplay.
Yep.
It's costume really play. Fascinating
subculture.
Fascinating subculture. I think it started in Japan.
Oh, yes.
Where all good subcultures start.
Absolutely. And there's quite a cosplay scene in Melbourne. I've never participated in it, but they're just magnificent. The dedication to costumes and wardrobe and dress up is something to be completely admired.
Are you familiar with LARP?
I've heard of LARP, but I don't know what it is.
Live action role play. It's when you cosplay to the next level. But we're going to hear all about that in the next
Talk about your night to night again. I have no. Those dulcet tones that you were just listening to were the wonderful, the gorgeous, the beautiful, the most beautiful woman in Melbourne, Fiona Brooke. How are you today, darling?
Always a pleasure to come in and get compliments like that from you, Russ.
Well, you're Thank a stunner you. And we all know,
what
know
to say,
it.
Russ. You're making us all blush.
I know. And we have one more gentleman on the panel today, the crazy, the French, the absolutely out there, the man of the hour, Mr. Stefan. How are you, darling?
I'm very well, thank you, Russ. I think you're overselling it here, but...
Someone's got to.
And thank you to the gorgeous Russ, the ready-to-go rock and roll Randy Russ.
Oh, I love it. I do love it. Thank you for that introduction.
Here on the Escape Hour.
Interestingly, Stefan asked me a very interesting travel show before the question before the show started today, and it was a big aloha to Hawaii and what's happening with the volcano.
Oh, yeah, Lavaland.
Lavaland. So, and he asked me a question if it was safe to go there, and in essence we leave these decisions up to the authorities, but my take is and I've been watching the volcano very closely because we have customers in Hawaii, but the danger is when the lava actually hits the sea and then a toxic gas can poison the air, and that's when they would evacuate people from the big island. But at the moment people are still flying to Hawaii and having a fantastic time.
I love Hawaii. I go back there and heartbeat.
Well, you would look good in a set of coconut bra, I should say.
Looking for
a lay,
yes.
And I can have a little hip swivel. You know that in Hawaiian dance, you know, all of the movements, the hand movements tell individual little stories.
Oh, do
so
they?
It's not just a pretty little flicker of the hand.
Well, I know Stefan likes to go because he gets a free lay on arrival. Speechless.
Yes, absolutely.
Moving right along.
Moving right along.
We're here to discuss the five biggest issues in travel today, Mark.
And we're not just talking about LGBTI issues particularly, we're talking about travel in general. And one of the things that you've identified is climate change. Getting to the North Pole while the polar bears are still
polo.
Well, absolutely. I mean, at the moment, they're all skating on thin ice.
Literally. And going green.
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, a lot of people are talking about that these days. And Alaska and Iceland and Greenland are all places where you can significantly notice the change of what's happening to our climate.
And, so tundra and native vegetation and the spaces where the animals had to live.
Yeah, receding glaciers at 100 miles an hour. And the issue is that last year, you know, with our world population, I mean, more and more and more people are travelling.
That's what I was going to say. Should we carry on flying? Because are we adding to that just by going and seeing these places?
We are, and it's really up to individual governments to have what we're terming in the industry these days responsible travel. And you'll find more and more what's going to be happening to places like Paris and Barcelona especially are already looking at this, where they've got, Paris had 32 million people visit last year and Barcelona had 28 million people. And they're going to start putting caps on the number of people that can visit the cities.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Boracay in the Philippines, which is an archipelago of islands. And Boracay, which is the number one most famous one, has restricted travellers and is going to shut down for a period of time so that ecologically it can restore itself, because it's just overwhelmed and the plants get trodden over and the resources are overly consumed and too many people come to make money. So a lot of the local people flock to the areas and they make it very difficult for the ecology to survive. Although it is full of coral snakes. So I don't know if we really want to, because they will kill you by looking at
really?
You. Okay. And they swim.
I've never seen a coral snake, so I'm looking forward to that. So what we're asking people to do is certainly consider climate change when you're travelling, and consider what's responsible travel. So if there's definitely a season where you could, for example, go and see the polar bears in northern Canada, for example, you can certainly go and see them. And it is good for tourism, because the Canadian government especially is trying to put money back into saving the sites where the polar bears live. But everything in moderation.
And also, a lot of airlines ask you to, if you want to offset your carbon emissions.
Yes,
carbon
you
emissions.
Can do that.
So shall I do that? Is that
absolutely
something worthwhile doing?
If you see that box, go ahead and tick it. And,
but I think the airlines should be doing that themselves. I mean, should be built into every ticket.
Yeah.
The next revolution we see is Airbnb. Can you believe Airbnb's only been around for 10 years, but it's bigger than bloody Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
And I like Airbnb, and there's a couple of reasons why I like Airbnb is that they're keeping, for want of a better term, they're keeping the bastards honest in the hotel industry. So,
like Uber does with
Oh, exactly right.
Taxis. Well, my personal feeling with Airbnb is that it's not always the best choice. For example, if you're going into a city and you're getting there at an unusual hour, you're not always going to be able to get the keys. You're not going to be able to leave your luggage there if you're flying out later that evening and you have to check out. And you know what? Sometimes a hotel is just perfect. You can leave your luggage. You can, you know, it's just got a lot more flexibility, and you don't have to worry about getting people delivering keys and things like that. So it has its place. In Tokyo, I would suggest that Airbnbs are very small and not necessarily good for more than two people with your bags. It could be a bit of a squeeze.
Yeah.
And
that's
I hear
my
what
Airbnb
you're saying.
Rant.
I know, I hear what you're saying, and it makes perfect sense to all of us, Fiona. But and what's interesting, I think, is you can't deny that what Airbnb has done for the hotel industry is they've made accommodation affordable for the average Joe Blow. And when you consider places like Vancouver and Seattle are a classic example, where you cannot get a night's accommodation in either of those cities for under $350 to $400, which automatically bang shoots people out of the market and they can't afford to go there, whereas you can get an Airbnb for $200
affordable,
a night.
Yeah. So San Francisco is
exactly right. Yeah, some of those North American cities and Japan would be another example where accommodation is terribly, terribly expensive. Airbnb has been helpful to the traveller.
And talk about terrible.
What?
Our next subject.
Oh, my God, those terrorists.
What a playful way to talk about one of the scourges of this planet.
I know, for me,
terrorist attacks.
Yeah, for me personally, and we do have to go to our break, but and obviously someone else will comment, but I don't let terrorists affect what I do in travel. I get on a plane and can't wait to get on a plane and get out there and go. I'm not by no means afraid of a terrorist attack. Really, I mean, there's not enough advance warning. When your time's up, your time up, but I'm not going to let me. It's not going to stop me from going overseas.
I mean, it's hardly an American high school. Oh, too soon.
Oh.
I think Jimmy talked about this last week.
We did. I think it's time to go to a message.
It is.
On Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.